imagine this, man. You're seated in the toilet doing your thing, your business. Especially TikToks. For somebody like me. Like, you go there, your Instagram your or your TikTok, and you're just there relaxing. A python. Bruh, from the toilet. Yeah. Man,
let me tell you.
Niggas suffer out here. That's,
if I was in the army and they come and catch you just giving out a wine in a club, not even a bit. Ah, bro, we are blowing up the place. What do you mean?
I can't help my mom find the love of my life through the love of my life. Your parents but finding the love of their life through your love. Welcome to another episode of Read the Room podcast. It's another week, end of another week, so it's, as you all know, we have to be here. Your boys have to be here. Your favorite crew. It's your boy, your host, Baby K, Kisaka himself.
Mr. Money Mwenyewe, Minji. I'm still broke, guys.
The one and only, Nasongo, Wafula.
Yeah.
And of course, Edgar, Sparkle on the Go.
Sparkle on the Glow. If you don't know about Sparkle on the Go, look it up.
Eh? It's a Go.
On the Go or yeah. The Glow?
Go. Go. Yeah, sparkle on the go. Relax.
Yeah.
Sparkle on the go. If you don't know about it, look it up. If you need your car looking all good and nice, man.
Episode sponsored by Sparkle on the Go, guys.
Yeah. Go check them on Instagram and they'll sort you out.
They should put the logo here.
Up so here.
They yeah. Know. Go whenever ahead. They
Mr.
come across.
Editor.
Yeah, whenever they come
thing,
across.
He'll do the thing. So, know, yeah. It's the end of another week. So, I was... This week has been, let's just quickly just how the week has been, because we've been here last weekend. Before that was a long time, but now we're getting more gradual with coming here and getting all that. So before we get to that, thank you guys for joining us. Subscribe on our YouTube pages. If you haven't yet, just subscribe to Angu. Like, just press that button. We get the algo going. Share it with your friends, Spotify, and stick to the end. You love it. I promise that. So... let's start with how weeks have been. Wafula, start us off.
Yeah. Personally, my week has been just okay. No much fuss. We've been, sorry guys, but it's been okay. Not too much happening. And today, we got a message from one of our good mates back home. He's fallen sick, but we have you on prayers, Shivambo. Hope he gets well. But yeah. What about you guys, Minji?
Bro, my week has flown. I can't even say what I've done. I don't think I've done anything productive apart from being at work. yeah, it's been crazy.
So being at work is not being productive.
Okay, I mean, we have to do. If I had an option, I'd be at home sleeping. But yeah, so. Busy doing what you need to do to be adults, but this week has literally flown by, man.
Adulting is not easy, eh?
Yeah.
But it's, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I cannot relate, Minji. This has been the slowest week.
Really?
Wednesday felt like a fortnight.
What? Really?
It was long as hell, man. Yay. I've visited a few people in hospital so far. Not personal Fire relation, out. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to hospital a few times and it's long, it's boring, but yeah, gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. At least it's not, it might be bad, but as long as you have good health, because you've seen the video it's not a video, it's the Thai man that's going around that he lost his balls, man. His balls got beaten.
Oh, damn.
One is that?
Bruv, imagine this, man. You're seated in the toilet doing your thing, your business.
Watching
especially
TikToks.
For somebody like me, like you go there, your Instagram
your
or your TikTok,
bro. I cool thing, that into 1 hour.
The
man.
Fun is going. You're just there relaxing, and then was it a python or a cobra?
It was a python.
Python.
A python.
Yeah.
Bro, from the toilet. Yeah.
Hey.
Your balls.
Wait, why did I not see this?
Nah, you know it's when you sit down,
oh,
hangs
yeah.
Like a chandelier.
Yeah.
Yo.
It's because the previous week I didn't have my phone.
No, this happened this week. What are you
this
talking
week?
About?
This week?
Yeah.
Like Thursday or something.
Yeah.
Really?
Like two or 3 days ago at most.
Is that guy alive?
Yeah.
He's
posting videos.
Did it just bite or took off the balls?
It took it off, man.
How big is
How?
It?
It testicles, like the whole balls.
No, I thought only... they do only bite, but they do not grab. And
now pythons hold on.
Oh, they oh. They have to. They have to hold on. I'm like, jeez.
Bro, imagine that, man. Imagine losing your balls. How are you gonna feel?
No more kids.
Ballless.
Ballless.
Press to him. Yo. Press to him. Because, bro, he might be. He's fighting, man.
Damn. So whenever he meets with the boys, man, he's gonna have a rough time.
No, but come to think of it, guys, eh? Have you seen this meme for my sneaky link is infertile?
Huh?
A blessing in disguise.
I know. Right?
Your sneaky link is infertile.
Oh, man's got a free vasectomy. Hey.
Yo.
No, so on that topic, would any of you get a vasectomy? Well,
I'm still young.
I'm still young.
Personally, I practice pulling out until I'm 80.
No, to be honest,
pulling out because I think if you perfect the art, like you'll survive. Like, what do you mean, get a vasectomy? What?
Okay, at what? No. If okay, let's say you get like 2 kids, do you get a vasectomy after that?
No.
Why?
Ain't no
it's
way.
Only two.
So you want how many kids?
We can do just family planning, do, you know.
Just 2 is enough.
Huh? No. Yeah, 2 is enough and then you get a vasectomy.
2 is not enough, first of all.
No. 2 is not enough?
2 is not enough, no.
Hey,
how many
do you want?
Like 5?
Hey! Is it a football team that you're creating?
I mean, hey, me, I need 7, guys. 7 is a lucky number. Ronaldo, aye.
Ronaldo is inspiring you.
Aye, I need 7 kids.
What about you, Edgar?
I feel like 3 is enough.
3 is enough. Hey,
3 is a good number.
Okay,
what would you want family planning in women and not you guys get a vasectomy?
I don't know. To be honest, okay, devil's advocate. Eh? Let's speak the truth here, right? I think the problem is there's not much education that's been made out there regarding this topic, right? So people think of the worst images about the whole thing, but medically it's actually a wise thing. You just need to decide where you are at life, right? And know that this is what I want to do. And every action has a reaction, right? Newton's third law of motion. Every action has a reaction. So,
how did family planning turn to physics?
I know. That's what I'm asking.
Now, Tetea, Meshindwa kujibu. Meshindwa kujibu. Newton's law.
Newton's law came into family planning.
Meshindwa kujibu.
Newton's law. Just chilling with his
apple. Meshindwa kujibu.
With his apple dropping on top of it.
No, but Meshindwa kujibu. I'm trying to. Okay, but anyway, to be honest, we don't really think it's a bad idea. Just depends. If it works for you, go for it. Like
no,
if it,
you speak for yourself.
Okay, for me, my idea is if it floats your boat, go with it.
Family planning or vasectomy?
Any. I mean, I think if it floats your boat, ride with it, to be honest.
I would think it's either you have a conversation with your partner at that time.
True. So being politically correct, you don't have to. No.
It's funny how niggas who studied engineering, they always find a way to drop it in the conversation. Talking family planning, homie, bringing up Newton's law. What do you mean? Engineer.
Baby girl. Lazima nitumie school fees. I paid for this thing.
As long as
you must use the terms.
Of course, right?
Yeah, you must use the terms.
I feel like personally, it's like the ability to give to sire kids. To have kids is not one that everybody got.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you have it, do it.
Utilize
to the ones you can control. Like to the ones you can take care of, right? So if you can take care of 3 kids, have 3 kids. If you can take care of 4 or 5 kids, have 4 or 5 kids. If you can, don't have 10 and you can't take care of them. I feel like that's a punishment to the kids.
Okay, but then
that's
just
not
to
fair.
Just to throw a spanner to the works, right?
Yeah.
You say that, look, I can take care of three kids. You've gotten 3 kids. What do you do after that to avoid getting the fourth one?
Pull out.
Wow.
I've actually been researching. Apparently, there's a vasectomy which has like a switch.
How does it work?
On.
No, for real.
You hit your hip 3 times for it to turn on.
No, but I feel like it's how tell. When
baby,
a lady
like
ties the tubes and then you
no.
can.
Wait, does that work? No, for real, no. It is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-waffles, you're on set.
Oh no, I was just asking about if a lady ties their tubes. That's it.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Then that's it.
I think that's the same thing as vasectomy.
Vasectomy is reversible.
What did you say?
Vasectomy
when
is reversible.
When a lady ties their fallopian tubes.
Their tubes.
Tubes.
It's it.
They tie.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
Tubes. It's like some sort of family planning for them.
You didn't do biology?
So that means only one of us in that relationship needs to go the extra race, right? Like needs to do
no, but
more.
Imagine guys,
because if I get a vasectomy, she doesn't need to tie her tubes unless she's yeah. like.
So imagine you get imagine
she's dealing with the neighbor as well.
Imagine but you get a vasectomy, then your wife gets pregnant.
Huh? Even if she was dealing with the neighbor, she would definitely tie her.
Imagine.
No, but that's the thing. There's no point, bro. It's like double negative. There's no point of getting a vasectomy and then she ties the tubes.
No, but if you get a vasectomy and then she gets pregnant, how?
I've seen this story about a guy who is in the army. He's been deployed for 2 years.
Oh.
Comes back home to a 2-month-old baby.
Hey.
And he's happy.
So happy to see him.
Fucking hell, man.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That's painful. Because I think, hey, man. Let me tell you. Niggas suffer out here. That's
if I was in the army and they come and catch you just giving out a wine in a club, not even a baby. Ah, bro, we are blowing up the place. we are blowing up the place. What do you mean?
Bazookas
everything.
C4.
Nah, that's mad. We don't have to get for violence right here.
I know. You know, you have to fight for your rights.
Let me tell you. You've been out there protecting your country, and somebody's protecting your wife.
It's only fair.
Blow it up! Hey, no way! No! Blow it up, my friend. It cannot happen like that.
Nah, that's tough. I think being there is tough.
I feel like
it's one of those things that you
need
to be a colleague.
William, I think you need to experiment this so that you understand the pain. Just get a wife right now.
The problem is, William will be on the other side that you're blowing. That's why. He'll be on the side that you're blowing. He's on the side that you're blowing.
I'm weak, my nigga. Like, I can't go in the army.
Anyway, we know your skills.
I can't go in the army and stay away for 2 years and fight for y'all niggas. Then, home. Like, hey, it's a calling. Unfortunately, I'm not one of them. Cause, I feel like I'm one of those. Like, if I get caught by the other side, they're like, tell them everything.
You're snitching.
I'll tell them everything and go to the other side and start living my life. Because I love my life.
No, but you'll die. Even though you tell them everything, you're going to
be. Sometimes if they're cool.
No,
the art of war doesn't talk that way.
Yeah.
It does.
Because they're going to be like, you snitch.
You can never make
an
enemy of
a friend. So meaning you're a snitch. A snitch is a snitch.
Yeah.
So either way, I'm dying.
Snitches get stitches.
Then they catch you from the other side. You're gonna snitch on them as well.
You're gonna be snitching on everyone. Probably. So they'll rather just have you killed.
Why would you be snitching? That's not fair. And that's why I'm staying away from this, man.
And that's the reality of life.
Let me walk inland. Let me have a normal 9-to-5. Let me try chase the lotto.
Let's say it's 1945, right? You've been drafted to the military. What do you do?
Then you go. It's 1945. What are you doing? There's no Instagram in 1945. You don't know what's around you.
Charlie Chaplin was busy dealing with ladies. 1945.
Niggas are out in the army. No, he made it go.
You see, once you figure it out.
Because he was a clown. He was supposed to entertain people.
That's what you guys think. This man is smart. He's playing you. No, but aside from that, let's say we as a group, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We decide to go on holiday. Summer's coming, man. It's about that time we go on holidays.
Some of us wanted.
We catch some flights, man. We go over east.
But you know, some of us wanted summer bodies, but this winter.
We're still working on it.
No, I'm not asking, like, what are some of those things, like, as we travel as a group, as a bunch of friends, group etiquette that we should look for? And guys, comment, what's your group etiquette when you're traveling with your friends? Like, what are some of the things you look for?
Can I start?
Yeah, you go.
I'll just speak out of...
Actually, the guys, whoever's speaking right now is Auntie Waffles. For yeah. those that don't know,
hi guys.
That's Auntie Waffles. That's part of our editing group. So she's always behind the scene, always chipping in. So if you hear a nice voice from behind there, that's her.
Yeah.
Go on.
Go on.
Yeah. So I was saying, never leave your friends, for sure.
Never leave your friends.
Like, if you go out with your friends,
yeah,
and you know you're staying together,
yeah,
come back with them. Cause I did.
You've left us once.
I left them once in a different country.
Yeah. With no phone.
With no phone. People had to look for me. They were almost looking for me in the police station, but
Jesus.
They just found me in the house. But still, yo, communication.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'll tell.
Get like everyone.
Stick with everyone. And that's why I would say it's better off if you know you went out with a group of friends, you better go back home with them or just stick with them.
As in, like, you know, it's unspoken.
No, that's different.
No, you bring it home.
But you communicate.
You don't take. You don't go there.
You bring it home. We can give you space.
But
no, the thing is, the problem is, we are looking at it from our side as men, we bring it home.
Yeah.
So she's being brought home from her friends.
In a bigger Auntie Waffles.
No, okay, then.
I get you. I get you.
Then what Auntie Waffles do?
But anyway, an unspoken rule, right? Yeah. I think the strongest relationships needs the master bedroom.
Huh?
The strongest relationship needs the master bedroom.
No, that's not it. What do you mean the strongest relationships need the master bedroom?
Whoever organized.
Just give them their respect, man.
Nah. If you're traveling with a couple and it's the only couple,
They can get the master bedroom.
Traveling, let's say there's five couples, we're all traveling. Brother, whoever's the first one to get to the master bedroom is getting the master bedroom. It's only fair.
The organizer will take the master bedroom.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the organizer will.
No.
Yeah, the organizer will.
He paid for it as well. He only organized.
Yeah, I know. Whoever brought up the idea.
Whoever who booked the B&B.
Yeah.
That's why you should get a girl who books the B&B.
Why?
You're gonna sleep in the master bedroom.
Oh, my girl books the B&B. No, that's a lot. I get worried.
What if the girl booking is your cousin? Will you?
No.
That's the problem again.
But then it's like, what if, okay, we're getting a 5-bedroom bungalow or whatever. Mm. The master's taken. Or they have like 3 or 4 or 3. How do you get the other rooms? Are we doing it on B&B? Choosing each room
or first to get there.
No, but okay, Minji, we went on a trip last time and we did whoever's getting laid, whoever has the highest chances of getting laid gets the better room. So we start with the person who's in the couple, and then the person who has the most game, the one who has
the chance to smash the most gets
the second best room.
But that's not fair. Before you get to that point, you have to like go out there.
Nah, see, you know your homies. May I know my homies?
Yeah, I know.
I have one homie who I'll put in a king single all the time, every time. And he'll be in the king single by himself.
No comment.
You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, he'll be in a king single.
That's not fair, actually.
But
yo, king single, that's crazy.
That's something he does. It might be
his day. The stars have aligned straight. Like, he can't do no wrong that day.
Yeah.
And he's the one that pulls. Are you guys going to give him the master?
Yeah, I'll give him. I'll be happy to be exiled.
I'm happy to give him.
No. You all not sleeping
and
in my room.
And if he get exiled.
And he doesn't sleep there. So he's coming from his room.
No. If he tells me, like, we've been in the house yesterday, today. We go out today. Then he tells me he's bringing a shot. I'll give him my room.
That's good. That's not bad. What about buying alcohol?
Anyway, by the way, I was supposed to ask you guys, because you were talking about couples and whoever's going to be there. You boys have been nagging me all the time about me and my marriage and all that stuff.
Yeah, when are we going? Shana Vitengelini.
Auntie Waffles, pause.
Okay, go on.
When are you guys getting, I've not seen you boys making moves, man.
It's tough outside here.
I know it's tough, but sheesh. Man, Okay, come on. Like, let's be realistic now.
This guy said, come on. It's like we're letting him down. And he's at home the whole time.
Yeah, listen. Nah, just listen, you know.
Yeah.
We're all getting old if you don't realize this. And as men, you know, before you get to 30, or when you reach 30, you definitely want to... Do you want to have kids or... Well, what's your plan? You say, by the way, you said you want 7 kids. How are you going to get 7 kids?
We need
kids?
To start soon.
Are you going to get those soon. 7 kids while you're old or while you're still young?
No. We need
like
to
this.
Start soon.
Soon?
Double. Brace.
Then you should get the wife right now, man. You should be making moves right now.
I'm looking at the wife. What's up, baby?
Are you looking at her? Who is she looking at? That's the problem. She's looking elsewhere.
Wait. Someone's you know there's somebody behind the cameras blushing.
And
is a governor.
Let me tell you. She's done her eyelashes like this. She's about to fly.
She don't want to say nothing.
By the way, I just think relationship is quite a gray area, to be honest, personally for me.
Yeah.
Just because you're accepting this whole new person to your space, and there's a lot of things that change, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I just get triggered when you leave the bed and mid, right?
Yeah.
An example, right? Then I wake up, go to work, come back, and I find you left, and you left the bed unmade. And if you're in a relationship, you either have to compromise or figure this out, right?
Yeah.
I'm still not comfortable enough to let someone in my space. I do understand that when it's time for me to get to that point where I need to be in a relationship, I'll have to make this compromise. So up until then.
Let nobody rush you. Let nobody rush you. That's true though, because it's your space. It's your space, yeah. And
okay.
It's their space. You're coming
in
together.
I have a question for that.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. But if, let's say, you go to... you say you like having your space, yeah, like that. Someone, you find someone's space is not the way... The way you found it, you're just going to leave it like that.
Pardon?
Like, how can I say? The place is not made, like it's unkept.
The bed's not made.
No.
Yeah.
So clothes. If you came and the bed was unmade.
And the clothes are everywhere.
Yeah.
You're just going to leave it like that. Right? It's your first night there.
No, baby girl, relax.
Yes.
What I'm telling
what?
You.
You should now you should start making your CV there. You know?
I'm sorry, it's your first night there. So
yeah,
am I going to start
making her? Are you a woman or are you a man?
If you want the man, then you should do the, you know, the
so
duty.
First time,
yeah, you
first
do
time
thing.
And that's it. So.
It depends what you want. If
you
want to be kept around, you have to act you have to show like there's actually like production with me being around. But if you're a man, you go to a lady's house and it's all dirty everywhere, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to clean it.
Okay, so it's supposed to be the other way around.
Unfortunately.
Well, I feel like if I went to a lady's house and I find it unkempt, it would be like an eek.
But I do feel like if I left my kitchen clean and you are staying there, leave it clean. If I left it messy, leave it messy.
Okay.
Right?
In the same point, or are you still going on?
No, that's my point. Yeah.
On the same point, I have a good question here, okay? You boys listen. Oh, Auntie Waffles, listen. So my question here is a man less of a man if he can't change his tire? What do you guys think? Is a man less of a man if he can't change his tire?
What do you mean by change his tire?
Like
clothing?
Change a tire, like car tire. Like, you know, when you get a slow puncture, you change the tire.
Say that
That's
again,
what I mean.
Okay.
Is a man less of a man if he can't change his tire?
Wow.
That's stupid, honestly. Mm. Just pay someone to do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Auntie Waffles.
You can't be less of a man because you can't do shit and you can pay someone to do it.
Okay.
If you can pay somebody to do it, yes.
Instance,
it's a skill if it's a skill that you'd want to know. Like, changing your tire is flipping easy. But this car's extra complicated about it, right? But bruv, it's too.
I just think
it's too wealthy, but it's like if you can pay someone to do it, it doesn't define you whether you're a man or not.
Okay. What do Auntie Waffles, what do you think?
I don't even know how to change a tire.
No, what do you think?
If you're a man
who doesn't know how to change a tire?
For instance, if I had a man, I'll just tell the man that I had a puncture and call RSC.
No, yeah, I know. The man does not know how to change his tire.
Oh.
How do, like...
So, if you're on a road trip, in the middle of nowhere, you get a flat tire. Mm-hmm.
No, I just think...
RSC will come the next day.
No, I just think...
will you stay there stranded?
No, RSC comes in 90 minutes, but I just think that...
In Dandbra,
you're outside now.
No, they've come to us in like 1.5 hours.
Where were you?
We were on our way to Bunbury.
That's just here, man. That's like
Bunbury. Yeah, that's still
like 40 metro. Minutes outside
but
the town.
Anyway, for me, I just think you can judge the ability of fish by its ability to climb a tree. Similarly, don't fish. Judge the ability of an elephant by its ability to
Who will change your tie? It's another man.
Yeah, it's another man. Exactly. Why would my man not know how to change a tire?
Why can't I do it?
I'm paying him to do that. Similarly, things I do, he can't build his house. He's paying me to build his house.
No, but at the same time, why would you not know how to
specialization.
Change a tire?
And there is specialization. Changing a tie is something
special.
Changing
a tie is easy, as you say.
It's not special.
Bro.
As half of you have said it on this podcast right now, changing a tire is easy, but you'd rather have another man come and change my tire.
Yeah, it's not a problem for me. I'm not trying to get my hands dirty.
Well, why don't you want to get your hands dirty?
Because I don't want them dirty.
Wow.
Okay, in the same case, is a woman less of a woman if she can cook?
Chapati
scratch. If she can't cook a meal from scratch,
wow. We are taking her back home.
Less of a woman if she can't cook a meal.
All she knows
scratch.
How to make is paratha.
At your noodles.
Noodles.
Well, I can say I know how to cook. That's the point.
Noodles. So, what do you boys think?
I think it's the same thing, man. Like, it's not being politically correct or not, but. If you can't change a tie, it does not make you less of a man. You can pay someone to do that shit for you.
But you wouldn't.
It's the same shit as cooking. Like there's like people who haven't grown up right. It's not our mom's times where it's like you have to learn how to cook. If you don't know how to cook, you can learn how to cook.
Okay.
But
let
it does
me
not
tell
make
you, sir,
you less of a woman because you can't cook.
No.
But you can learn how to change a tie.
No, wait, William. Can I ask you this question?
Yeah.
Would you marry a girl who doesn't know how to cook?
Let me tell you something, baby.
Exactly.
I have double standards.
Exactly.
I have double standards, my guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Him himself is a problem.
So, I can cook,
brother.
My nigga. Stop lying.
No, okay. But how many meals can you cook?
Exactly.
A lot. Y'all niggas come to my house, and when I cook,
no, you
guys finish
cook.
It.
Frozen
I don't
meals,
always
nigga.
Cook,
don't
but whenever
cook.
I cook, you guys finish
rolls.
It. Don't complain.
Sausage rolls, I tell you.
A couple of times, come to your place, and you're down to...
No,
because you guys want to go cook. I'm not going to fight for the kitchen.
William, what did you just say? Most of the times you cook?
No, I said most of the times I don't cook, but whenever
William,
I cook, you guys finish the food.
Let me tell you something. Whenever they're not at your house, you don't sleep hungry, right?
I don't sleep hungry. I
Thank
can cook
you.
For myself.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep hungry when you don't visit him.
So, it's okay for
Ata ugali mayai ni chakula bana.
Yani William ni lamba sufuria. Ukipika.
Yeah, haikubaki.
Wewe kwanza ulinichomea kitamba ya ukipika ugali wewe. Tutaongea after set.
Nilikuchomea kitamba?
Eh.
Ni 10
I have it on video.
Okay. Okay, so it's okay for you to get a woman who knows how to cook. But you can't get someone who knows how to change the tire. Simple thing.
If that's what you want, just marry a mechanic. What?
Well,
just get a mechanic as a boyfriend. What?
Thank you very much.
Than that deep.
Yo. Niggas are working IT, don't know how to do that.
So
but it's like, yeah.
You're doing kitchen hand or cookery or.
Yeah, fine.
Like
No. If I'm doing IT, I can send you an email.
Right.
Yeah, I can help you book a person.
But I do feel traditional roles in relationships are quite important. They're good. They're helpful.
Yeah.
They make it better.
Exactly.
So if
you should just know your role.
If someone is cooking,
cooking
if
help
I'm helping
you
fix your car.
Exactly.
It makes it work.
It's
yeah.
a two-way relationship.
But still Okay, no,
I'm happy to drive your car to the mechanic. I'm happy to take your car.
Are you gonna pay for it?
I'm happy to book it and pay for
it. Then you expect a meal every day at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I organize
you your car.
You can also say you are happy to pay for a chef.
Yeah.
Bro, let me tell you. To pay for a chef.
Why not?
Hey, if that's how we're living, as long as we're together and we're happy, hey, let's go for it. If you don't want to cook, you're not paying for a chef, that's fine.
A relationship works two ways. I guess that's why most of you are not in a relationship.
Yo. That's a mic drop.
Anyways, guys.
Wait, please.
Except Nasongo.
Anyway, guys, before it gets personal, right? We're talking about things being traditional and the old ways of doing things, right?
Yeah.
So there's this thing about supporting your parents and all that business, you know? So when you grow up and there's this whole thing whereby you have to support your parents and ends up either being you being supportive or you're paying your black tax. What do you think about it? Let's start with that guy.
It has its limits.
Okay.
Who's in that bracket?
Who's in the bracket?
Yeah.
Feel like immediate family. You're not my mom's cousin's daughter who's married into the family. I'm not sending you money.
Bro, I only saw you at your wedding, man.
Yeah, no. You only see me in funerals. That's it. Nah, I'm not. Sorry, I'm not helping you out.
Having said that, just for your nuclear family, where does it stretch to?
Oh, man, I'm happy to do anything for my nuclear family.
All right.
Whatever you need, I got you.
So but do you feel like it's black tax for you?
No.
Okay.
It's not black tax. That is my
responsibility.
Right. If I'm earning, might as well share it with them. But then outside that, you're my brother, sister's cousin of... I don't know from which side. Nah. You saw me when I was three. I'm not sending you money.
Yeah.
My grandma and your grandma are cousins.
Actually, those my grandma and my... Before you get back to that, my grandma and my grandma are cousins.
Are sisters.
Are cousins. Let's say your grandma and my grandma are cousins.
Hmm.
Boy, girl. Can they marry?
Actually, I can speak on that.
That's like
We've had that in our
Goja, family. Pardon? At your what and what?
Your my grandma and my grandma are cousins. Cousins.
But you get married.
Can you two get married?
Yes. Can I speak to
Yeah,
that?
I think so.
I feel like
nah, for us
genetically you can.
That's far
we
enough,
can.
Right?
No, but
genetically you can.
For us you can't. For kisses you can't.
We've had that not once or twice, but two of our family members have actually gotten married out of that.
Because grandmas are cousins.
Grandmas are
cousins.
I
feel like that's...
Yeah.
That's...
Ain't no way.
It's fine enough.
That's a clean slate, right?
But the thing is, they didn't know that they were cousins. That's the thing.
So the question is, right? If they knew, would they have done it?
Let's leave them because they're already married.
Yeah,
let's go for us. If you knew, your missus was,
are their children disabled?
Your
they're actually bright.
Fuck
kids.
Yeah. Let's say our grandmothers, you and your missus, your grandmothers are cousins.
Zuckerberg is autistic.
your grandmothers are cousins. Are you still pursuing that relationship with that red zone for
you? No way. And that's the reason. Not really, but I'm not trying to date from my community.
That's the same thing.
Because
I have a cousin. I think you might know her. But yeah, my cousin was dating my cousin. They didn't know they were cousins.
Yeah, your cousin was dating your cousin.
Yo. Yeah, and they didn't know they were cousins until they brought it up to my mom. So damn. That's when they knew that, oh shit, we're actually family. Yeah, so that's...
Did they stop?
Yeah, they had to end.
And, before they stopped, did they do the thing?
We don't know about that.
Bro.
It was like a whole year relationship. It's a whole
year. That was a
went down.
Type thing. Yeah.
It went down,
by
brother.
By the time you introduced it to your parents,
that was a whole year relationship.
Yay. Damn, so a whole year you've been just...
Pulling and praying.
Your cousin.
Your cousin.
That's
how I
would never...
The guys on Pornhub fantasies right there.
What is that?
No, wait, hold on. Would you clap if your... Let's say your...
I guess it's something... It's just about to say something.
Go, 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 go.
Right.
Fantasy is clicking in, okay?
Yeah. So this is completely pure imaginary. Your mom or your dad marry someone else.
Yeah.
They have a daughter who's your same age.
wait. Can you repeat that? I just didn't get you well.
Your mom
uh-huh.
marry someone else.
Uh-huh.
That guy has a kid who is the same age as you, and she's fine as hell. Are you clapping or not?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
That is where we lost.
We're not related. We're not even closely related.
But your mom is.
That's fucked up. What are you talking about?
Wait, hold on.
Siblings.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. You're like clapping
your mom. No, your mom has married someone else, and that person has a kid.
The same.
Who's age. You're not related.
You're not related.
But listen.
What if you guys had met earlier before your parents met?
Oh, so
okay,
like,
my parents.
Our parents met just because of us.
I'm happy to grow a family tree over here.
Then our parents are sick.
No, look.
Means your parents have the same time.
I can't help my mom find the love of my life through the love of my life. Your parents finding the love of their life through your love of their life.
William,
have you heard a song that goes, "We found love in a hopeless place"?
Yeah.
That's them.
If you and your parents have the same taste, guys.
The parents have the same taste.
She just said you and your parents have the same taste.
Yeah.
There's this thing about
kinks being hereditary.
You look for your mom.
They are.
The thing is, you look for your mom in your girlfriend.
You'll never find it.
No, that's literally the same thing.
That's the whole thing.
Kinks are hereditary.
Yeah.
Your dad likes Nyash, you like Nyash.
Definitely. 100%.
I'm not trying to know my dad's type, but guys.
Your dad's type is your type, unfortunately.
My dad's toxic.
Nah. Well.
Yo.
Hey.
Listen. I partially agree with that.
Yeah, no,
I partially agree with that. But at some place, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, shit, I hope my dad never says this.
Well, I don't want to ruin this. Oh, listen, I don't want to ruin this, but I feel like it's just not the same. Like, whatever my dad's type is and my type,
you'll mix it by like, Let's say your dad like Nyash. You like Nyash, but then...
But how will you tell your mom, okay...
Yo, that's crazy.
That's how it is.
That's one thing I know.
Nah, imagine that's how it is. Biology has it like that. That's how it is.
Okay,
Mr. Nah, I don't know.
You don't have to look at Nyash as such, but you have to look at the personality.
Yeah, the P,
you know
what
I'm talking about. The P in personality.
Man, my P though, damn. Okay. Yeah.
No comment.
No, but
no comment
when
on
you
that.
Go back to like
capital P.
Capital P. I hold caps lock on there, you know?
You hold both caps locks.
I asked for a keyboard with both caps lock.
But anyway, guys, guys, we've had fun.
When you go back to that, like, don't fuck your cousins, man. There's too many people in the world.
Don't sleep
with your cousins. Like, well, your cousin, if you don't
listen,
bruv, there's too many people in the world.
As Tony Kim Zon said, I'll beep that.
You know,
one time,
your family.
But William, can I ask you something?
In this world, we are all related.
Have you not ever looked at one of your distant? I will not say the name.
Fuck no.
Hey, don't bro, you know? But I have a fine cousin.
No.
Hey.
Listen.
No, but that's the thing. We can work together. Like, eh? I can hook you up.
I can hook you up to my family.
You hook me up to your
cousin. William,
but that's the thing. But
William.
we can't tell yourself.
No, don't drop names. Relax.
Don't just be there. Be like, because they're fine and you're a cousin. No. There's too many people in the world where it's like,
the thing is,
you have to like go to your family. Whoever.
The thing is, birds of a feather, right?
First cousin.
Birds of a feather flock together. So if your cousin is fine, her friends are fine, let her take you to her friends.
That's it.
I mean,
you don't have to go. That's just sick. I feel like that's just wrong.
Birds of a feather flock together.
No. No, you know there's
a friend. Are you from the
same
school of thought?
There's a friend,
Okay, let's say the same friend. Wait, was it cousins? And then my topic is not there.
But anyway, guys, I'm sorry. As we wind up, right?
And we never finished about
Black Tax.
About sending yeah. This guy started saying it's like there's a boundary. I think we just clear that before we finish. We finish the episode, and I think because I saw TikTok about Elsa saying going crazy about the uncle that the dad was supporting, and now the uncle wants her to support him. And I was thinking, like, I think Black Tax has a okay. Listen to me all through, right? I feel like it is not your responsibility to support your parents. This is it might get a bit, but this is what I feel. I feel like you as a son, it was their responsibility to take care of you because they brought you into this world until they're supposed to give you wings to fly, right? Mm-hmm. Once you fly, I don't think you're supposed to come back. I think if you want to come back, it's your choice. You can or you can't. But then you're supposed to now fly forward to now take care of your family going forward. You can still take care of them whenever, but I don't think it's a mandatory thing where it's like, oh, I need this. And you feel like you feel so much pressure of taking care of them, you can't take care of your immediate.
Yeah.
Because not everyone is in the position where they can take care of the immediate. Like, you have to choose one. But if you have to choose between your parents and your immediate family, like now your wife and kids, go close.
So on that topic, just to deviate a bit, who sits at the passenger seat, your wife or your mom?
Your wife.
My wife, obviously.
My mom has sat back left ever since I learned how to drive, so.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Okay. All right. Sure.
It's simple. And that's what I was saying. It's like, and that's my thing with Black Tax. And you can imagine if I feel about that about my parents, now how about my relatives?
Your fuck uncle. Them.
Simple. Like, if you're not relatives who are friends, we've not gotten together. I can't help you just because we're family. I don't think that really flies. It helps in times of need and everything, but I don't think that's a valid reason for me to help you. I help you because you've been there for me through my tough times, and we fold a bond and a friendship, and that's how that grows. But I don't think just because we are you're my auntie, I should help you. I'm not entitled to help you. Yeah, it's a personal choice.
Yeah,
and that's what I think.
How about you? What do you reckon?
Well, it's just the same case. Like, I'd rather support my immediate family. If my immediate family is in need of my help, I'd rather go for my immediate family because that's the people who really depend on me on that same time. You know,
they've been there for you.
Yeah, they've been there for me, and I have to be there for them to also be there for me again. You know, but for my parents or my other relatives, I don't think I have the full entitlement to actually support them. I can only support them when I have the chance or when I have the strength to actually do that. But if it's not that important, I might just as well tell them I can do that, you know?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But it also falls into, like, it's a choice as well, you know. It's a choice you have to pick. You either do it or you either don't.
Yeah.
Anything. But you shouldn't feel guilty about.
Yeah, you shouldn't not doing guilty. Able to. Yeah, you shouldn't feel guilty because it's your own choice, you know.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. For me, I think it's a case to case basis. Most of us, we are speaking from a point of privilege to some point. There's some people who are raised by the communities, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So it's not Black Tax if you're gonna also work hard and help someone else come out of that community, right?
No.
Yeah, so it's a case-to-case basis. There are people who are raised by communities. If they give back to the community, it's important.
Mm.
And personally, all I can say is do what you can, man. So don't stress yourself. Do what you can. And yeah, be good, guys. That was the pod tonight.
And subscribe. Subscribe, follow, bye. Like. Tell us what you think in the comments. You want to keep pushing, want to keep growing. We'll get good things coming our way. It's we're getting there. We're getting our feet on the ground, and we're loving the steps that we're taking, baby steps. So tell us you're here with us so that we keep going. We keep going. But yeah, cool. Subscribe, like, share to your friends. Tell us what you think. Slide in our DMs.
Baby steps to the baby K.
Instagram is babyk_kisaka_.
Eddie's bombs. There's merch. There's a merch. You can buy the merch if you want. Minimalist. There is BME over there. So yeah. Eddie Spam, hit me up.
Yes, sir. That's what's up.
You already know.
Oh, my name is K_Minji. I have a lot of things. So you just pull up. Let's see what we can do together.
Nasongo, we already know. Your boy there. If you wanna talk, if you wanna have a chat.
Gardener.
I'm the man.
And thanks to the crew back there.
Anti-waffles and that's all.
And that's all.
For today.
Thanks for the crew back there. Thanks for making this happen. Yeah. Till next time. Love you guys.
If you know, you know.
Bye.